This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
My fellow trivia friends, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I'm here with my best friend, Meredith.
Hello, kids in the car.
And we are playing a fun game of pop culture trivia.
I cannot wait. I hope I do well.
I feel like you will, because you're always like dialed into what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be good.
Okay, we'll see how I do.
I think you're going to do a lot of below deck. Pop culture is just, you know, popular culture. So what's going on around us, you guys should know. I feel really confident if you don't know it, your parents will know it. So you can ask them for a lifeline. It'll be good. It'll be good. First, we have a quick shout out to Nima, Jada, Jacob, and Afton, as well as happy birthdays to Emily and Gabe. Happy birthday, you guys. All right, I'm going to ask you two rounds of pop culture trivia, giving you 10 seconds after each question. Tally up your score at the end. You guys know how to do this. You're professionals. All right. Round one, question one.
Mm-hmm.
This video game inspired movie about two pipe loving brothers is blowing up at the box office. What movie?
Like right now, it's blowing
like
up
at right the- now.
Two pipe loving brothers video game, Super Mario Brothers movie.
That's correct. Super Mario Brothers is correct.
Okay.
My kids have all seen this and said it's an amazing, and they're teenagers. Like, they're obsessed with this movie. I guess it's hilarious.
I'm wondering if my kids want to go see that tonight. That sounds fun. Okay.
Yes, they will love this movie. Okay, question two. According to Miley Cyrus's current hit, what can she buy herself?
Herself flowers.
That's right. She buys herself those flowers. Thank you, sir. Okay. Question three. What did Prince Harry and Princess Meghan name their two children?
Archie and Lilibet.
That's correct. All right. Question four. What name did Taylor Swift give her latest tour?
I don't want to make the kids in the car jealous, but my daughter and I have tickets to the Eras Tour.
That's correct. Do you already know what you're wearing?
I know. I told Lila the other day, I was like, dude, we have to really think about what we're wearing to this thing. Like, people go all out. And she was like, what? And I was like, no, we cannot just show up lame. Like, we have to, like, I'm thinking, like, I have white cowboy boots. And then, of course, I need, like, pizzazz. And it's summertime. So I was thinking, like, a nice white pant, a white cowboy boot, and, like, a sparkly top thing.
I love it. This is our Met Gala. Shine.
It really is.
I am with this.
Maybe, like, a cowboy hat. I'm not sure yet. We'll see. Like, we'll see. Because, like, you know, the cowboy stuff might be in there, too. So, all right.
Okay. Question five. Disney is making a live action remake of what famous movie starring Halle Berry?
I don't know.
The Little Mermaid.
Oh, that is live action remake coming, isn't it?
Yes. It's coming out next month. We need to have
Who's
Little Mermaid
Halle
trivia
Berry?
For this. Oh, she is so adorable. Her and her sister Chloe actually are stars of a show called Grown-ish, and they're singers and their songs are so good. I love them both.
Is this like a daughter of Halle Berry?
No, unrelated. Just a very similar
So
name.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, question six. What is the name of the paper company featured in the show The Office?
That would be Dunder Mifflin.
That is correct. Okay, question 7. What does the text acronym TBH stand for?
To be honest.
That's right. To be honest, you're doing pretty good.
I find that if people say to be honest too much, they're often not that honest.
I know. And it's sometimes mean. I'm like, no,
they're
you're
just
going
to say something mean. Okay.
I would prefer you weren't honest right now.
Please
Thank you.
Be less honest.
Okay. Question 8. How many Harry Potter books are there? We all wish, but there are only 7. There are 7 Harry Potter books. Okay. Question 9. What is the name of Rihanna's hugely successful makeup line?
Fenty.
That's correct. And final question of this round. Who is the drummer in the band The Beatles?
The drummer in the Beatles was Ringo Starr.
That is correct.
All right.
Strong first showing.
Okay.
All right.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Are you ready for round 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Question 1. His current hits include Last Night, Thinking About Me, and One Thing at a Time. And he is like at the top of almost every music chart right now.
Harry Styles.
Oh, I wish. It's Morgan Wallen. Not a huge country girl. Morgan Wallen.
Huh.
I'm not a huge country girl, but he's at the top of all the charts, apparently. Okay, question
2. I only know Lizzo songs, apparently. I'm like, I don't know any of this.
Is it Adele? That's how
is the answer the Spice Girls? I don't know.
Beyonce. See, I only actually know female singers. At this
I know, point, me so too. Sure. It's like what I listen to.
All right, question 2. The most famous doll in the world has a new star-packed movie coming out. What's this doll's name?
Rainbow Bright.
That would be awesome. It's Barbie.
Why did I say Rainbow Bright? It is Barbie. I want to go see this, actually. Can we see Barbie?
It looks so good. I don't think kids know who Rainbow Bright is anymore.
Oh, this is so depressing.
It is. She was so amazing.
She was awesome. Okay.
Okay, question 3. Edward Cullen and Bella Swan are characters from what famous book series?
Twilight.
Yes, Twilight.
Secondary deep track question, extra trivia, bonus round, super round. What is the name of the town, Brittany, that Twilight takes place in?
Girl, I thought you were going to stump me because it is Forks.
Oh, super bonus round.
Forks, Washington. I want to go and take a tour because I'm that dork, you guys.
I do want to go sometime and see it, too.
Yes, same. Okay, question four. Who was the oldest Kardashian sister?
Courtney.
Courtney is correct.
Okay.
Question five. What is the name of the alternate dimension in Netflix Stranger Things?
The Void.
It is the Upside Down.
It looks Which like a void, though, a doesn't void it?
Of some
it looks
sort.
Like
yeah.
a void.
Yeah, it's void adjacent. Okay, question six. Which rapper is BFF with Martha Stewart?
Okay, I know this because I'm like big time Martha Stewart fan. It is Snoop Dogg in Moms in the Car. If you want to follow a fabulous Instagram account, please follow Martha Stewart. She is a queen on Instagram.
Okay. Question seven. What fictional character has Val Kilmer, Michael Keaton, Robert Pattinson, and George Clooney all played?
Batman. That's right.
I am Batman.
Would that be your Batman voice?
Yeah, you want to hear it again?
Gotta be so.
It was Midwest.
You have to say, I'm Batman.
Midwest Batman. Here he comes.
I'm Batman.
I love it.
Okay.
Okay. Question eight. What was Tom Cruise's call sign in both Top Gun movies?
Get on out of here, Goose. No, Tom Cruise's Maverick.
Yes.
Put it back in. Okay, Maverick. Okay.
Maverick. That is right. Maverick is correct. Okay, question nine. This U.S.-backed country is currently at war with Russia.
Ukraine.
Yep, Ukraine is correct. Final question. What movie won the first ever Oscar for Best Animated Film?
Aladdin.
It was actually Shrek.
I'm offended that it wasn't.
Well, to be fair, I don't think they were doing them for animated films at that time. What a time to be alive. I know. Guys, we did it.
We got animated films in.
That's what we were working for, and we did it. Mission accomplished.
This is the progress we've made in our generation.
I love it. You can't say we didn't do anything. We've done a lot. We did the heavy lifting, folks.
That feels like Rack. A Gen X move. All the way. Rack That's what we did.
All right. Well, you guys all survived another round of Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm super excited for you. Head over to our Instagram and Facebook page and let us know how you did. If you have a show idea or want to hear a shout out, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. And remember to include your name because that's how we know how to say it. All right. Also, we love getting your pictures and your videos. We had the funnest video up the other day from Danny. He sent us a cool video telling us he loved the show and wants a World Cup trivia. So we're working on that for him. We have so many cool things in the works. Make sure you send that over with your parents' permission and also to include your name. All right, have a great day, trivia nerds.
From the terrifying power of tornadoes to sizzling summer temperatures, AccuWeather Daily brings you the top trending weather-related story of the day, 7 days a week. You can learn a lot in just a few minutes with stories about impending hurricanes, winter storms, or even what not to miss in the night sky. So listen and subscribe to AccuWeather Daily wherever you get your podcasts. That's AccuWeather Daily, wherever you get your podcasts.